this episode, we talk about how to continue your growth without leaving people behind. Get excited, because this is Tiny Leaps, Big Change. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and in this episode, we are looking at the big problem that comes with our personal growth, and that is that people around us might not also be growing. They may not be on that same path. So what do we do? How do we hold on to those relationships in order to ensure that we're not leaving people behind, ensure that we're not being heartless and not supporting them when they need us most, but also to ensure that our growth continues and that the path we've chosen continues for us. So this should be a super good episode. Now, if you are listening to this and you haven't joined the October Meditation Challenge yet, I highly recommend that you do. We're doing another drawing today for $150 to somebody who participates. And all you have to do to participate is go on Instagram, find the podcast, tag us at Tiny Leaps in a post about meditation. It can be a post, it can be a story, doesn't really matter. But make something about meditation, about this challenge, and tag the podcast at Tiny Leaps to enter. That's it. If you join the challenge, not only will you be building the meditation habit for yourself, you're also going to be entered for a chance to win $150. So that's kind of dope. Now, with all of that said, you've heard the saying, some people never change. It's true. Some people get comfortable where they are and they stop learning. However, just because the people in your life don't want to move forward, that doesn't mean your journey needs to end either. Sometimes we're forced into our path of change. It could be a loss of a job or hitting rock bottom with substance or alcohol abuse or maybe a divorce. Sometimes we're forced into our path of change. It could be a loss of a job or hitting rock bottom with substance or alcohol abuse, or it could be something like divorce. But other times we just look around and say, I've got to move forward in my life. I need to make something happen here. It may be seemingly non-threatening, like starting an exercise routine or eating healthier, or you may not know what that change looks like yet. But regardless of how your change starts, one thing is always true. Change involves some sort of risk. One of these risks may be the lack of support or even the loss of those around you, your friends, significant other, and even family. Some people in life, they're going to wish you well, and then they'll never talk to you again. And that's going to be hurtful. Don't get me wrong, but ultimately, it's not a bad thing. But what about the most important people in your life? The ones who really, really matter. I'm talking your best friends, your family, the people who have been there for you since day one. What about that? What happens when they don't wish you well, when they want to be around, but they're really not that excited about your journey? Well, for many of us, our first impulse is to just go back to the way things were. Why not? Like, it's been fine. I don't want to lose this person that I love. It's been fine. I'm just going to go back. You're doing that, though, to make sure everyone's comfortable. But you're doing that at the expense of your desires, your dreams, the things you need, and your ability to move forward. And here's something that I know you know because you listen to this podcast, but I'm going to say it anyway. Change in your life only happens when you change as a person. If you're not willing to continue that journey, your life will stay the same. And you'll wake up one day wondering what happened. So let's dive into this. We become comfortable with our lives and we know what to expect day to day for the most part. A surprise here or there may pop up, but overall, we're secure in where we are. When change occurs, even positive change, it threatens that comfort. Think about how many times you were offered a new job or something interesting happened that could be good for you and you get nervous and you start freaking out. That's because that comfort is being threatened. The world you have lived in is changing and you're not sure how to handle it. And then your loved ones see you making waves and disrupting this secure and expected life, and it scares them too. Because individuals have their own fears when others change. It may cause them to take a deeper look at their own lives and consider why they're not happy, consider why they're not where they are. And that makes them feel uncomfortable because now they feel like a failure. Now they feel like things aren't working for them and it's working for you. Why is that? Does that mean I'm not as good as them? It raises all of these questions that they may not even know for a fact that they're thinking. It may be subconscious, but they are still feeling it and they are still uncomfortable. They may not have a solid idea of who they are without you in their lives. And they don't mean you. They mean the version of you that is in their mind. So it's not really about you and your change or where you are in your life. It's about how the version of you changes, the idea of you changes, the image of you that they hold. How does that change? And how does that change define them? How does that change redefine their ability to see themselves in this world? And the most terrifying question of all, if you change, if you get a better job, if you make more money, if you find somebody who loves you and that you love, if you create changes in your life that are positive, are you going to leave them behind? This is a real fear. The issue with others not being on board with your journey is really more about them than it is you. In fact, we are hardwired to see change as negative. It's our default setting. Our brain will always try to take the path of least resistance. To help with this, it creates neural pathways that it can follow easily. Those neural pathways are then reinforced with a substance called myelin. This reinforcement of those pathways allow us to spend less energy when following the same paths over and over again. And so doing something different and new is inherently scary because it is an energy waste. And our bodies and our brains are designed to be as efficient energy-wise as possible. So while your family and friends are never going to say to you, or at least I hope they won't say to you, hey, my prefrontal cortex is really tired now and I can't stop eating chocolate cookies. They're never going to say that. I hope. I guess unless you're dating like a neuroscientist or something. It's important to understand, though, that that is what's happening. And it's important to understand how much energy it takes to change the ideas that they hold on to. So how do we deal with this? Well, it's actually fairly straightforward, like with most things. Talk to those people who are important to you. Have a conversation before you start the process. You've had time to process this change. You've gotten to sit with it. You've spent time thinking about it and figuring out how you're going to do it and getting to terms with it. You've had that opportunity, but most of us never give the people around us that opportunity. Most of us never give the people that we love the opportunity to come to terms with the change we're trying to create so that they can be in a position to truly support us rather than feeling attacked by it. It should be an easy conversation to have for those people in your life who truly love you, who are on board with you, no matter what happens. The day one ride or die kind of people. It should be an easy conversation. It should be, hey, I want to change this. And they should say, cool, what do you need from me? That's it. Or cool, let me join you. That's it. That's simple. Other people, though, it's not going to be so simple. It's not going to be so straightforward. Because other people are going to have a harder time getting to that. And one other thing I really need you to think about here is that just because you're changing, you have made that decision to change, doesn't mean you now get to force your partner or anyone else in your life to make that same change. Yes, we want them to support us, but that needs to be their choice. It cannot be because we say so. That will only create resentment. That will only create issues. If you decide you want to go on a diet and you want to cut out sweets, guess what? It's going to kind of suck if they then go and bake cookies or if they then go and make muffins or they then go and go buy a tub of ice cream. That's going to suck. But that's on you to practice willpower. That's on you to practice restraint. You chose to change, not them. Is it nice if they don't do that? Sure. Is it nice if they do that in a way that doesn't harm you and your progress? Sure. Can you have a conversation with them about that and ask them if they're willing to make that sacrifice for a little while, just until you kick the cravings? Absolutely. And that's why having a conversation is so important. I think ultimately what this all comes down to is that we need to talk to our people more. We've all gotten into this weird place of, oh, I'm changing, I'm growing, I'm deciding to do me and love me. And so forget everybody who doesn't want to be a part of that. That's this weird thing that we believe in personal development now. But that's just nonsense. We should be striving for a place where we can bring people along with us. We should be trying to become the kinds of people where when we change, we inspire others to change. I've talked about this before, but being a billboard for the people in our lives so that they can see what progress and change looks like, that is a good thing. That is something to aspire to. That is something to try our hardest to be. We shouldn't be glorifying the act of pushing people away. Have more conversations. Recognize that you've had time to think about this and recognize how scary change can be for the people around us. If we can do that, I think more of us will find that there are many more people willing to support us, many more people that are actually on our side. We just need to approach it better. So I hope this is helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Be sure to click subscribe if you haven't already. That is the best way to make sure you never miss a new episode. I've been Greg Clunas. Thank you again for being here. And remember that all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.